Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Talking Through the Medias. I'm your host, and we're going to talk with the one and only, the returning champion, Esmarie. She's going to be telling us about her new channel, her new show, Text to My Ex. And we're also going to talk about a TikToker who asked for some help from Black TikTok, and it didn't go their way. All that and more tonight as we talk through the medias live with Chris Fagan. And like I said before, joining me, the returning champion. Esmarie, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Outstanding. Okay. We have some topics that we're going to talk about. Let me make sure I got the, there we go. I had the wrong camera on you for a second there. But yeah. Like I said, guys, we're going to talk to Esmarie. She's been on the channel before. Been a while. She's hard to book. I said, hey, you want to come to the channel? It was like a month ago. She was like, hell no, Chris. Get a couple more subscribers. Maybe one day y'all be back on the channel. And I was like, damn.
No. Oh my gosh.
I had to hustle. So I had to hustle. Otherwise, she was like, mm-mm. No. It's like, the subscriber count can't be this small. It has to be at least this big.
No way. I'm still growing my channel. Shoot. That's the problem though. It's just been so busy trying to get that going. And so this happened to come around at just the right time. You caught me.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about it. So last time we spoke, I was just like a fan of your content. And I think the last time we talked, you were saying that, you know, you worked at like the Coyote Ugly bar, that movie Coyote Ugly, and you still,
Oh my gosh, that's how long ago it has been. Oh, wow. Yeah.
And now, that sounds like something's changed. Is you're not there? Are you still there?
Oh God, no. That's actually been 2 years then. I stopped working there back in December of 2021. December of 2021. That's wild.
Yeah, that I remember that. And then one of the videos I think that we did, it got a lot of views. I can't remember the topic we talked about. I think we were talking about like dating and relationships and stuff. And I think one of the things that you said that caught a lot of my viewers' attention, it was like, well, sometimes when you just get with somebody, sometimes you want to be in a serious relationship. Sometimes you just want to fuck and that's it. Like it was
pretty much.
It's pretty much.
And then I call it for what it is. You know what I mean? Like, what can I say?
The funny thing is, and I remember seeing a recent video of yours, or maybe it was just you on live just a minute ago. You were saying the exact same thing. Like it's not that serious. Sometimes you want to be serious, and sometimes you just want to, you know, you're just keeping it real. I'm like there you go.
Yeah, somebody asked me. They were like, they're like, when do you think is it right to have sex after when you're starting to date someone, like whether it's the first date or not? I'm like, well, that's a pretty weird question. I was like, I don't know. I was like, it's just whenever you feel like whatever you want. If you want to, cool. If you don't, okay. Like,
yeah, right. I'm like, as soon as the check arrives, I'm like, you know what's going to happen next, right?
That's wild.
Depending, you know, I counted all the shrimps. Like, you got dessert. So, yeah.
Wow. It's like that.
It's like that. But dang, what's been going on with you though? Let's go right into it. So you've been up to something new. What's the new thing that's been happening with you? What's the show?
Yes, I'm so excited. I know it's kind of backwards because of the camera, but my podcast, Text to My Ex, it's this new thing that I've launched that I'm super happy about. It came to me out of nowhere and just has taken off, and people love it so far, the concept. Whether it's an ex relationship, friendship, boss, family member, anybody that you've had something you need to get off your chest to say to that person that you never got a chance to say, you go ahead and you write into me and I read it anonymously per episode. But then also because I'm a bartender, I love bartending, and you know, you want a little drink to sip on while you're listening to some tea. So, you know, I teach you how to make a drink in the beginning or a fun shot, and then I dive into the text. I give my perspective and everything like that, commentary, whatnot. But so that's like the main premise of the channel. I have incorporated a couple little new things with it to add on to it, such as like a question of the week, or, you know, a lot of people said that I should incorporate my opinions on some reality TV shows that have to do with relationships. So it's fun. It's a journey, right? It's a learning curve. I'm just kind of going and seeing what I like and what's really working, and it's been awesome. So
I'm gonna put you on the spot. What's the best submission that you've gotten from a viewer or for somebody who submitted? Like, I'm imagining right now you have this. Like you have this like this radio station type of show, like somebody writes in or calls in and be like, long time listener, first time caller. So my ex is a piece of trash. And I want to just say, has that happened yet? What's the funniest thing that you've heard so far?
I would say the craziest one that I've gotten that everyone was like, holy crap, this is like hilarious. It's probably gonna gross some people out.
Let's go.
This dude, which I was like, bro, you did this to yourself. I said that. I am very brutally honest when I give my commentary, and I told him, I said, you did this to yourself. Okay. I have no sympathy for you. Okay. He went on a date with a girl. I don't know if it was one or two dates, whatever. By the time they got back to his place to have some fun, she let something out during the stuff that isn't supposed to come out of your body. And I'll just say that. And at first he thought he was tripping. You know, he's like, there ain't no way there's like thick skid marks on my bed. And he was like, there's no way. And so he obviously like didn't talk to her the next day, like never talked to her again. Right. Well, then a year later, I guess he had told his friends in the group chat about what happened that night. So it came up as a memory or some shit on like Snapchat or something. Mm-hmm. And so he ends up hitting her up again. And just to kind of, I don't even know what his thought process was. And he hits her up again and instead goes to her house. And then the same thing happened. And so then he realizes, oh, like this bitch is really like, this must be a fetish or something. And I said, well, I mean, yes, there are people with gross fetishes, right?
Okay.
But you didn't have to reach out to her again. Like, you chose to do that a year later and then got yourself right back into that same situation. So I don't feel bad for you. It's gross as hell. And I understand why you're, like, so turned off and, like, it's embarrassing. But, like, what did you expect?
It went back for seconds and the same thing happened again. And he was like, okay, so I wasn't tripping. You crazy. Okay. This is a thing. Like, now you kind of censored it. Okay, I'm trying to get an understanding of what I'm understand what because there's two things I'm thinking. Are we talking about vomiting? Are we talking about something? You said something came out. Like, are we talking about?
Did a dangly thing come
out?
It was some shit.
Oh, she had the dookie
like
shoots.
A lot. This wasn't no like.
Oh, like on purpose.
Yes.
Like that was her thing. That was what she was into.
He guesses because he's just like, she didn't say nothing about it and then just like tried to play it off. And then it was like, when it happened the second time, it's like, oh, this is what you're into.
Oh,
and it's just kind of like, yeah.
Fool me twice, shit on me. Okay, I get it. Wow.
Literally. Wow.
Damn.
And so, yeah. Ooh. And I've actually had people reach out, you know, because I you know my what I do for a living, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm a little link and all
yeah.
that.
And yeah, I am a fan, people... yes. I'm a member.
No. But yeah, I've had people ask me, like, how, you know, would you be down for this and would you do a video of this and with feces? And I'm like, absolutely not. Like, listen, I don't know who does this, but it ain't me. Back up.
Right. No kink shaming, but like, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I mean, unless like I was getting paid like by like a lot of money, I'll do a commercial for Dookie Shoots. It's gonna move you. It's squishy soft and runs right through you.
Yeah, man, I can't even do that, bro. I've been offered some insane amounts of money and I still can't.
You can't do it?
I don't know.
Depends on how many zeros they put. I'm like, I would never do it. 15,000. I don't know, man. I'm a weird one. I ain't too proud to beg. I don't know.
Listen, maybe you're right. Maybe for the right price, maybe my mind could do it, but I guess I ain't heard the right price yet.
Yeah, my mind's telling me no, but my body. don't know. That's so, that is wild. So those are the type of letters that you're getting. But on the other side of it though, like I'm assuming that you're getting like questions like relationship advice, things like that. Like I can imagine. Like you know what? And you know what? I'm gonna. You don't know when it's gonna happen, but I'm gonna submit something because. I literally just got into it with my ex earlier this afternoon. It's been a minute that I've been wanting to vent. I was in a situation where, because I'm divorced, I'm remarried now. I'm in a situation where I thought that I had that mindset where like I felt like the courts were always going to take the woman's side and things like that, which like a lot of people don't know. That's not necessarily true. I mean, like, don't be afraid to present your case. If you feel like if you've been wronged, or if there's something's not fair or things like, but I was such, when me and her divorced and broke up, when we broke up, I was in that mindset of, I just wanted to just be quiet and peaceful. And I hear a lot of guys say that, like, I just wanted to just go smoothly and just get it done and get it over. And right. I was afraid to fight. And it's been a couple of years. And then now, I love my wife. I'm so glad. Like, my wife read my divorce decree. She's like, you realize that half the shit that she say that she's in charge, yeah, like, that ain't true. You didn't agree to none of that shit. And like now I found she's like that I'm Rocky, and now she's like, you gotta fight Rock. You know, she's in my corner now.
I got a story I'm gonna send to you. Yeah, I'd love that. And I encourage. That's the greatest thing. I think a lot of people don't even realize that my channel, I've had more men write in than women, and I love that it's for both people. I love that it can be funny, it can be mad, it can be sad, it can be serious, it can be, you know, it just gives everybody a different perspective. And for people who haven't written in or are just now discovering, you know, if you're going through something similar, like, you can tune in and maybe it'll help you get through your situation. And so I love people being, and I think it also is good because since you're anonymous and the person you're writing about is anonymous, it gives you a chance to really just be vulnerable and say what you got to say, you know? And I think it's great. So, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to be anonymous. I'm gonna be like, hey, this is Chris.
This is me.
I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. All right. What had happened was.
Listen, I'm here for it. I always just tell people, and I'm not meaning like you, I'm just saying like for the general, for everyone who's now learning about the channel, I always tell people, listen, I am going to be honest with my feedback. So just, it's out of love. It's a place of love, baby. Right. I got a good heart though. So, you know, I just be wanting to help people.
There you go. That's awesome. And guys, shout out to Peter Lang, one of our channel members is in the chats right now. He says, and we are here now. So what's going on, Peter? Appreciate it. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, let me know in the chat. I know you can't see what I see, but I'll but if anytime you anybody's could, in the could. Chat we're interviewing Ez Marie. She's been on the channel before, but it's been a while. I'm catching back up with her. She has a new channel herself called Text to My Ex.
Yes, Text to My Ex.
X. So, you know, it gets it's a little on the naughty side, so you know.
I'm done. So if people
want to.
You're
the therapist. Like you're getting it all out, right? So tell us what it's about. Where they can find you, and when you actually go live, or when you stream, and everything that you do.
So I do my. I try to do the episodes every Monday and Thursday. I haven't done any live streams of it yet, but I am going to start doing that because I've had a lot of requests to do that.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I put the triple X because I'm like, you know.
Tell us why you put the triple X.
I had to, you know, like, cause sometimes like we want to write to our ex, and it's just like, but it's an ex, like it's like something that we just getting something off our chest.
Let me ask you this because I'm gonna ask you this. When I first heard the concept, when originally it was letters to my ex, and now it's text to my ex, I assumed that the show was going to be about like maybe somebody's trying to holler back at an ex but one that got away. Is that
it can
part
be
of
that
it?
Too. It can. That's okay. The greatest thing. It can be that. Yeah. It can literally, like, it could be you trying to get your ex back. It could be you apologizing because you were the shitty ex. It could be, I even had somebody write in about an ex best friend. So that's why I said, like, it's not just ex relationships, and it's not just, oh, I'm pissed off and I just want to say this to my ex. No, it can be so many different things. And that's what I love. It's like whatever the hell you want to get off your chest, is it? It can be whatever the hell you want. It could be somebody that maybe caught feelings for you and you didn't feel the same way. And you know, it turned into a fucked up situation. It can be whatever. In fact, I'm actually going to do one because I do some letters of my own or texts of my own. Because I feel like if y'all gonna be vulnerable, I gotta be vulnerable too. Fair. And so I've actually done a couple of my own. But I'm actually getting ready to do one for an ex-boss. So that will be fun to tune into. We haven't had a boss one yet, but I'm gonna show you what it's all about when you wanna write about your boss.
Okay. I like that. I like that. I wish I was that TikToker who walks up to people with like those little hearts. And they sticks it onto people. I would put it right on your chest. Like I likes that.
Oh my god!
Have you seen that guy? Yeah.
I have not yet.
But I like that. That's a good concept. And Peter Lang, the channel member, also says I'm thoroughly behind this idea. It sounds therapeutic. Yeah, it does. 100%.
Thank you. It actually is a coping mechanism that therapists use. They always say, you know, write it down and either rip it up or burn it or, you know, get it out like what you want to say, but don't actually send it to the person.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of where I came up with that. I was like, oh, that's also something. And I just remember sitting there getting ready to send this long ass. People are in these exact same situations and they just wish they had somewhere to just vent to, and boom, came up with the idea. So. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm definitely on everything. The easiest route to go is to my Instagram, because my Instagram, it has my Linktree, which has my TikTok, my YouTube, which is where the text of my ex is. It has the email that you can send your text to that I would read on the episodes. So yeah, it has everything, any place that you need to find me, Facebook, Snapchat, like all that stuff. So
awesome. But
predominantly, I would say Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
Awesome. All right, guys, that is a text to my ex with, like I said, the returning champ back on the channel. As we're back when it was 2 years ago, the show was still called Talking to the Medias back then. And then for a year, it was The Rundown.
And now I
put it back to Talking to the Media. I mean, The Rundown was great. It's just that there's a bunch of shows called The Rundown. There's even one on BET. So I felt like I was getting lost. And, you know, there's too many shows with the same name. You know, I feel like, you know, it's back to the original name. But we're going to do a regular show. I don't know what to say. Which one's the first name and the last name? Is it Ez Marie or is it just Marie?
Oh no, it's definitely Ez is the first name. Ez, but like, okay. So some people say Ez Marie and some people say Ez.
Okay,
so it's
okay.
Whatever.
I just wanted to make sure. So Ez says he's going to help me co-host with these topics. We're going to run through them real quick. We've already gone 20 minutes. I try to keep it a tight cool. Netflix exclusive that once again, they're going to raise the prices of being a subscriber. And they just raised prices like a little bit ago, a couple months ago. Hey, we're just gonna bump up the price a couple of cents, another dollar here, another dollar. And they did it like two or three times back in 2023. And now they're gonna do it again. So I don't know. Do you have Netflix? Is this something that's gonna affect you? What do you think, Ez? What do you think?
I mean, I have it.
Do you Netflix and chill?
Automatically.
So are you a Netflix and chill member?
Oh no, definitely don't do that much anymore. But I have it, but it has like automatic withdrawal, and I guess I just never really pay attention to the pricing, and so this was kind of new to me, and so now I'm like, dang girl, you need to pay attention to your bills coming out, because I didn't even know.
So you just let them take your money and you don't even complain. You're just like, whatever, it's all good.
listen. Now, obviously, if it got to be like outrageous, I mean, I'm going to know, you know, so I guess I would need to know what price it's going to be at. But for right now, it hasn't really affected much. But yeah, I could see why if someone's like, you know, really stick, you know, like, okay, I pay attention to every single thing that's coming out, like. Everything's inflating now, so I guess this is inflating too.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. So, yeah. But so they were saying that now, like I said, I don't know if you're a wrestling fan or not, but I am. Raw coming, Monday Night Raw is what it's called. It's their main show on the WWE. and Netflix is buying, has bought the rights to be the, it used to be on the cable network, USA network.
Mm-hmm. Or do I, you know, pick and choose? Now, I will say I've gotten rid of other apps that I don't use very often anymore, but I feel like Netflix is just one of those that I'm always going to keep. You know, yeah. Like if it was, like, I don't know, Paramount or Stars or something like that, that I'm not really using all the time, I might find it like, okay, I'm not paying this price anymore.
Tubi.
But Netflix, it's like, all right, yeah.
Like Tubi, right?
I hear about this Tubi. I don't even be using Tubi. I don't know nothing about Tubi, but I hear about it. I hear about it.
I mean, but there is a limit for me. There is a number. I said it. I have to, now I got to push the button. I said for me, here we go. So there is a limit that it can go to where I can be like, no, I can't. Like I think I said, like if it goes like to $25 to $30.
Yeah. But, see, that's what I was going to say. Like if you're talking like $30 a month, nah, it ain't that serious. I don't need it.
Right. But then I was like, but I'm a wrestling fan though. So I'm that target that's going to get suckered into this. Like, damn it. They figured out a way to raise the price, but still kind of keep me. So.
But that's kind of good for you because you get to automatically watch something that you want to watch that you're interested in. Like, I'd be paying for the NFL app and the NBA app and can't even watch all the damn games. And I'm like, make it make sense. How do I pay for this subscription, but I can't watch all the games? Like, you know what I mean? So the fact that they're even including that and that's something you're interested in, it might be kind of like a knock two birds out with one stone type of thing for you.
That's true. Makes sense. I'm surprised that you would even still be watching NFL after what you went through. And for all of y'all that don't know.
Wow.
NFL after what you went through.
Internet is ruthless too. Like they had no chill in the comments. It was hilarious.
Oh, they were tearing you up.
Tearing me the fuck up. But I thought it was funny. It was all good fun. I even did a fun episode on my channel about it. Like that shit doesn't bother me. Some people are like, I hope she has thick skin. I'm like, bitch, all these people talking shit are like bottom of the barrel human beings. I could care less. Like
right?
It makes me laugh.
It was good though. It was funny. All right. Moving on. So guys, yeah. Let us know in the comments whether or not you're upset about this whole thing with another price increase from Netflix. But is the price worth the product? I mean, they're bringing, if you're a WWE fan, if you're one of those hardcore fans, you go to all the events, you watch the shows, it might be worth it to you. So let me know in the comments and let's keep talking. All right. Moving on real quick to the next topic. What else came up it was going on in the zeitgeist? Oh, from People Magazine. Okay, Hillary Clinton shows support for Margot Robbie, Greta Gerwig after the Oscars snub. So much more than Knuff is what was tagged. Did you hear about this? What was going on with this whole thing with Hillary? Or was this one of the things that I brought to your attention first?
I mean, I didn't hear about the Hillary part, but
but you have comments about the Oscars, right?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm going to sound like a kind of a bitch for saying this, but I didn't even know who the hell the person was that won Best Actress. So I definitely thought that Margot should have gotten it.
I mean, getting ahead of yourself. The Oscars hasn't happened. These are just the names. These are the nominees. I understand how you feel. I get it. But mm-hmm. when you're a part of that voting body, then you're one of those people who've seen all the movies that came out that year. You have to ask, I mean, because 9 times out of 10, what we do is we go, my favorite movie didn't get picked. It's like, okay, but did you see all the other movies? No. And then you're talking to a person who only likes a certain type of movie. So you're not going to give credit to anything else that got nominated. But let's say you're an open-minded person and you do watch all kinds of genres. If you saw all the other movies that were nominated, tell me, and I said this on TikTok to another person, I said, tell me one of the other ladies who was nominated that should be removed, that Margot Robbie should replace. Now, if that's what you have to, if you're being honest and if you're being genuine, you have to take it from that position. Not just my favorite, she's my favorite and that was my favorite movie. No, you have to look the other movies and say, Margot did a better job than her and she should be removed from the category.
I'd have to see the full list. But I did see one part that there was a movie that was listed I had never even heard of. So that's why I was kind of like, okay, well, I didn't even know that actress. I didn't even know the movie. I just think that Barbie, and I wasn't even, I'm gonna keep it a buck with everybody. I wasn't even the biggest fan of the Barbie movie. It's not like, oh my God, I thought it was so amazing. I think they did a great job at putting work into making the movie, and I think it was, I could.
Of whatever character that they, and then 9 times out of 10, other people are going to still say, yes, but she did better, because you know, that's how we are. But if they're being, if they study film, and if they're really involved, and they're trying to be like an impartial person, 9 times out of 10, the critics, the voting body don't get it wrong. They're like, okay, Heath Ledger, when he was nominated for the Joker, he became the Joker. He deserved that. That wasn't just because Heath Ledger died. He deserved that nomination. That's how people
Agreed.
have to look at it. But no, 9 times out of 10, people are just like, nope, Margot's my favorite. That was my favorite movie. I don't need to see the other movies. Fuck
And
it.
no, and that's the honest truth, because like I can be real enough to be like, yo, like I don't study film. So it's
Right.
like I don't, you know what I mean? Like I can't really say like what they did was right or wrong. You know what I mean? Like, so that's actually a really good point. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Hillary Clinton got involved in it and whatnot. Like, let me just, like I said, this isn't a political show. We don't talk politics much on this unless it's trending. I'm a lefty. I don't know what you are. And I was a Hillary supporter, but I'm like, look, Hillary, this ain't about you and you lose.
Right.
Like,
This
you're
is
trying to
not a
make
you
Margot
moment.
Robbie not getting nominated about you not shattering that glass ceiling. Yeah, at the last
Right.
2 weeks of the campaign. You didn't campaign hard enough, and you lost. All right, I was
Right.
pissed. Those people that supported you was pissed, but you lost. And
Right.
if you're a lefty and you're a Hillary supporter and all that, and you're wondering why all this crap is happening, it's because Hillary didn't push it hard enough in the last 2 weeks. But and Trump did, like that's just crucial than the other. And I guess depending on who you talk to, it'll be like, no, Margot Robbie is more important.
It's like these topics don't correlate and you're trying to make them correlate.
Yeah,
Stop.
it's what do they
Like,
say now? It's giving desperate.
it's, yeah, period.
All right, but
That's
guys, let
funny.
us know what you guys think about the whole situation with Hillary Clinton. Like I said, I'm a lefty. I was a supporter. I even made a news. I was like, I started with Obama, now with Hill. But then she lost.
Oh
Okay,
my
you lost.
gosh.
Okay, when I feel like when you lose, you're gone. Like, okay, stop trying to
Right.
stop trying. Unless you're gonna run again, stop
Have
trying to
some
crawl back.
dignity, bro.
Yeah,
Leave with some dignity.
deal. Yeah,
Yeah.
lose with some dignity. Stop trying to go viral every 5 minutes. Like, let it go. Let it go. But let us know what you guys think, and then let's keep talking. All right, moving on to real quick to the next topic. Before we move on to the next topic, I want to do a quick rundown. I said I was going to do this for the last couple of weeks. I failed to do it. I want to give a shout out to our new followers, our subscribers out there. Starting with, let me see if I got the right camera. But our channel members, Peter Lang. He's in the he's watching right now. Roy Hawkins. Shout out to Roy for becoming channel members. There is exclusives in the members only list. So if you want to see some exclusives, there's something there. Now, like I said, I was going to do better at putting exclusives in there after the show. I don't know if Ez wants to give an exclusive text from my ex story. Ooh, maybe we put that
Ah!
in the members only part, and then but or not, because then I gotta cut her off of break her off of put or not because then I gotta cut her off of break her off of put some. With that out the way, let's move on to the last topic. Girl, what is going on? So, TikToker with name of Will Power is trending for all the wrong reasons. After adopting a newborn black baby, he's a white man who adopted a black baby. He went on TikTok to ask Black Tok for advice on doing her hair. Now, you said you saw a little bit of this. And when I sent it to you, you said you saw some of this before already.
Oh yeah, I saw the original before it
Went
like I
private.
seen the original and I remember seeing it thinking this is cringe as fuck. Am I the only one thinking this? And then all of a sudden it was just an influx over the next day or two of everybody stitching and duetting and just going ham, and I'm like, oh good, so I'm not the only one
All
who
right,
thought this
yeah,
stuff
you
was
weren't
horrible.
crazy. You weren't
Yeah.
Well,
Oh
so
God.
I'll give you a little taste of what's happened. So for those of you who don't know, let me go second screen here. Let me see if I got it right here. So this is the TikToker. Was it Will Power? and he asked Black Power, Black Power, Black Talk for advice. Let me give you a little taste of what kind of happened. Here's the first video, and then we'll talk about it on the other side. Here. If it.
I'm hoping to get this TikTok to Black. We have adopted a black baby, her name is Chloe, and I don't know what to do.
We're already making her hair out to be a problem, and you didn't do your own research. You came to TikTok with some weaponized ignorance, like, oh, please help me, black people, because you know that that would make you go super, super viral. And it's the fact that before you even premiered this baby, you were tagging Graco, making product review videos because you're trying to become a baby influencer.
Now, let me stop it right there, right? That was the part that got on my nerves. The fact that before he even posted that video, he was trying to become a baby influencer. He was already setting up the foundation to tag other product lines and things like that to set the groundwork. So it's like, did you only get this baby so you can just be seen adopting a black baby? Like, this, the whole thing was not, it wasn't a genuine question. It was a, I'm gonna adopt a black baby, then I'm gonna get on TikTok and present this problem, and now I'm gonna go viral. Is that so? That when you first saw the video, is that the vibe that you got when you first saw?
Well, the first vibe I got was, why the fuck are you, that baby looked like it's a goddamn week old. Why was your first thought to put a goddamn camera tripod up? Excuse my language, y'all. I get fired up about this kind of stuff. Why was that your first thought when you brought that baby home to post a video and try to get attention? Number one, because let's face it, that's what you wanted to do. Okay. Number two, I'm pretty sure that before you brought the baby home, because he tried giving an excuse of how he had only 2 months to plan, him and his husband. I'm pretty sure within those 2 months, you could have done a simple.
They probably did not have a preference of race for the child that they were going to adopt. So in my mind, that means that you know how to take care of any child that you are to adopt. Why be open to all races of children when you can't take care of them? Now, I've seen in his follow-up video that they knew 2 months before that they were going to get her. Even in between that time, something could have been done. But like I said before, they did not have a preference. And I know, because he said that they didn't care, you know, what race of child they got. But that means that you need to be prepared. And I'm going to be honest, you cannot not care about the race of the child that you have when you are not the same race as that child. Meaning there is going to be a disconnect in many different places. And as for us, black women, I love that we are down to support so many different people. And I know that y'all are showing support for that love and that child, but it enables people like that. Because we all know that people tend to lean on us when they want some kind of comfort, when they need help. And then when they're done with us, they discard
So yeah, I know. And Peter Lane brings up a good point in the chat. And I'll bring it up real quick. Let me see what he says here. He says, is it not working? What's going on with my? There he goes. He goes, who cares about this nonsense? Why are you helping this dude get what he wants? Now it's not about trying to help this guy get the publicity that he wants. He's already. And somebody else brings it up later. I'll show this video in a second. He already went private. He's already doing the whole, he's going to hide again. He got the attention, but he didn't get.
Are like, they didn't even do the adoption process, like all the way legal. They went through this, like some sort of system to do it. And they're like, they have felonies. They were like ex drug addicts.
We'll say allegedly until we can.
And so I'm just kind of like, it seems like, oh, now people, you thought, like, you basically got the attention you wanted at first, but then now it backfired, and now you're really in some shit.
Yeah.
Because now people are finding out some really bad things, and now you have to go private. I'm hoping maybe for the sake of that baby, I'm hoping that it gets placed in a better home. I mean, it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
It is so crazy.
Right. 100%. So Peter, it's not about promoting him. It's about making people aware of if he's got ill intent, if he's trying to use this, because there's a lot of the guy from the Blind Side accused his adoptive parents from that, remember that Sandra Bullock movie, accused them of doing that same thing of exploitation and stuff like that. So. I'm glad that like this is getting called out, and I have the picture of Aunt Karen on the show. She's also a friend of the show. She's been on the channel a little bit. She even chimed in the last part of Black Talk. One of the last things that this content curator got from the advice from Black Talk that he asked for. This is the advice that he wanted. I mean, and when he didn't get the advice that the white savior.
Anybody says you're never going to get me to believe that this man did not get that black baby solely for content.
Yeah. 100%. Don't get it twisted. It wasn't just black TikTok that got on the set. I know we got Esmeru. I'm gonna call her White Chocolate Talk. I'm gonna say that she's white. She's the advice from that White Chocolate Talk. But I didn't put Black Talk. I put non-Black Talk representative here. Right here. Here's another one.
He was not asking how to take care of his newly adopted. So glad I'm only one who thought. Because I saw that video and I was like, don't be that asshole, but that seems. He was strategically soft launching his adoption, soft launching his new family vlogger channel, soft launching his new product that he could monetize and make money off of. That wasn't just me who caught that. Because he's already got product reviews up. He's already got baby product reviews up. He barely just brought her home because he trotted her out like he just adopted a Persian cat. Brushing her hair. Google's free, YouTube's free. He could have gotten those answers literally anywhere with tutorials, step-by-step tutorials. That was a soft launch.
Yep.
Like the planning that went into this adoption was taken from every photo on the cover of a community college catalog. Also, you just adopted that baby and you splash her right on the front of the internet. Front page of the internet, that's where you put her. I thought it was standard with most adoptions that you're not allowed to post them on social media for like a year or two. And even if it's not, it should be, because there's a reason that you should not be posting your brand new adopted baby all over the internet.
Yep. That's exactly what you said a minute ago. And it gave that same feeling. It's like, do you really care about these kids, or do you need to be seen adopting these kids from this kind of, like, to do what you did to your employees to make that happen for you?
Right.
What is, like that's why this subject is for me, but it's so touchy for me. But what about you?
I'm just so tired of white people. Like, it's people like that give us a bad name, in a sense of like, for what's genuine and what's not. And I'm so fucking tired. Like, I honestly, if I'm gonna keep it all the way a buck, like, I was genuinely frustrated at some of the black people in the comments that were showing support, because I'm like, you're literally enabling white people and making it seem like it's okay for them to fucking do this. Like, you're making it seem like it's okay to treat a black child as, or even in biracial situations too. You know, these white people, they like to treat them as like a fucking trophy or some shit. And it just has my blood boiling every time it happens. And these are the like, you could just tell by the way he spoke, because I looked at other videos of him, obviously, before he went private. And I was like, you lack such self-awareness and you are so fucking ignorant. And it's because of idiots, you know, in my opinion, that condone this shit. Like, no, it is not okay. I can't even stand white people that do this with biracial children, let alone white people that freaking adopt black children. It's, oh God, it's just, I could go on, sure, because my daughter is part Hispanic and Native American, you know, and I've just been raised around a lot of black people my whole life, friends, family, whatever. And, you know, I educated myself totally on my own. I didn't need like TikTok's help. I didn't need to like, hey guys, can you teach me? Like, no, I learned about cultural appropriation. I learned about all the histories and things that have been done. I've learned about the music and the foods and everything that has to do with culture, traditions, all that. I did all that on my own. I didn't need TikTok to do that.
Right.
So it's just, it's complete ignorance.
Yeah, because here's what did they say? It's giving. This is what it's giving. He was like, I feel like for me that I need help. And there was another TikToker who had like a fake Grogu doll, that Baby Yoda doll, and was like pretend, like doing it the reverse, like, hi, I just adopted my white baby and I need, and then brushing it, and the way he was brushing her hair was so hard. It was funny as hell. It was exactly what the vibe that it gave. I mean, like, one person pointed out that baby was trying to sleep. You set up a tripod, that baby was trying to sleep, and you're just brushing her hair like Like, really, it took it, yeah. 2 months before you even got that baby. You didn't even try to figure out what. And these are the type of people I feel like are like, I don't see color. Okay, so.
That's exactly who they are. That's who they are.
Pretend like I don't see color. Okay, so yeah, and you don't see, yeah, you say I don't see color because you're thinking that's a cool thing to say now, but what you're really saying is I don't see my adopted baby's identity, and now I'm on TikTok asking for.
Over the summer last year, no, it had to have been early. It was like a year ago or something. One of my videos went viral on my TikTok because this freaking girl tried to do her little, you know, white tear sympathy, whatever, because she had a biracial child and was sitting here asking people, I, you know, he's 8 years old or 7 years old. And I don't know what to do because he told me that he wished that he was white. And she tried to do this whole fucking sob story. And I was like, absolutely not. I was like, am I the only one who sees through her fucking bullshit right now? Right. And so I made a video basically stitching her. And everyone in the comments was like, dude, I thought the same thing. I thought, you know, this is crazy. And so, yeah, no, I have no sympathy for people like that. You lack self-awareness. You're ignorant. You should get nothing but the raw, real truth. And you should feel like shit. You need to go educate yourself before you do anything else.
And I think
it affects the children. Yeah. Like, that's what pisses me off.
And I think Denise was right. I think what's going to happen is they're going to go private. I'm going to give it a couple of months, let the heat die down. Yeah. Next thing you know, and then all of a sudden they're going to be promoting a new. Did you know that black babies need lotion? Ooh, let's buy this lotion from a TikTok shop. Yeah, you know it's going to. Yeah. And all of a sudden, cocoa butter. He's going to say he invented cocoa butter.
Yeah, really. God.
But guys, let us know what you guys think about this whole situation. Like, like Peter Lane, you know, you don't want to give this guy any more publicity. I get that. But the more, I feel like the more that people are being, you know, you already know that's been done 1,000 times over. So we'll just wait.
Apparently there's been videos out there of him in the hospital with the mother when she was giving birth. And like I said, they found out records of him and his, I mean, it's getting pretty ugly. So I think he's getting the karma he deserves. And I'm hoping that I'm hoping that baby gets placed in a better home.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Well, and I'm pretty sure that once the heat dies down, when CPS probably backs off, that's when his account's going to go. That's when his lawyer is going to be like, okay, now you can go back to doing no regular. We're probably not going to see content from him until the end of the year when the investigation ends. Watch. Yeah. I'm telling you. That's usually what happens. But guys, that's it. I went over time, but when we have the returning champion, we got to keep the cameras rolling. I'm sorry. I apologize for keeping you later than I should have. Ez, I know you're busy. I said that I wouldn't waste too much of your time.
No, you're totally fine.
I know my small little rinky dinky channel is beneath you, and I feel so blessed. So blessed.
Shut up.
But if people want to find you online, if people want to shout out and talk about and just talk about that ex love, the one that got away, that ex teacher, the favorite teacher, the one hated, anybody, the text to the ex, where can they do it online?
YouTube at text to my ex. If you want to go to my Instagram, as Marie Pores, TikTok as Marie Official. Yeah, you can find my links all on there. So yeah.
All right, guys, be sure to give her a shout out and tell her that you if you found her from this channel.